Raina Verser, Alabama.
Shannon Croft, Alaska.
Hunter Hazelton, Arizona.
This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, 11 years of poetry out loud.
David Sendin Garcia, Colorado.
Emily Saunders, Connecticut.
Every year, there's a national poetry competition for high school students. It's not to see who can write the best poem, it's to see who is best at memorizing a poem, getting up on a stage, and then reciting it in front of a huge audience. It's called Poetry Out Loud, and it's been going on since 2005, when the National Endowment for the Arts formed a partnership with the Poetry Foundation. Millions of students and tens of thousands of teachers have participated in the competitions at local, state, and national levels. Today on the program, we're going to hear a couple of the winners in recent years. I'm joined by Steve Young, the program director for the Poetry Foundation. Steve, Poetry Out Loud is largely your baby. You helped get it started, and you've been there every step of the way. Tell us a little bit about what the thinking was behind it. What are the goals here?
Well, when Dana Gioia was chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, he brought this idea to the Poetry Foundation, which was, you know, rekindle the art of memorizing and reciting poetry to kind of give it new life in the classroom.
Well, pause there. What had happened? Schools stopped doing it, and it wasn't part of the curriculum anymore? What happened?
Yeah, I was a high school student in the 70s, and memorization was thought to be, you know, rote, ridiculous learning and not in sync with the value that was placed on sort of self-expression at the time.
So in other words, they wanted students to write their own poetry, not memorize and recite other people's poetry.
That's right. And I did plenty of that. But
not a bad thing either. And it's not just memorizing, it's reciting, which means you really have to get inside a poem and figure it out in order to present it effectively to an audience. Am I right?
I think so. I mean, I think to present an effective recitation requires just as much analysis, if not more, than, say, writing a paper about a poem. And, you know, one of the virtues of memorizing and reciting is that it's social, so that you're kind of sharing it with your classmates and your teacher and often your families and occasionally your family pets. And poetry is very much in the air.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've seen, in the course of doing Poetry Out Loud, you've seen hundreds of, if not thousands, of high school students read poems. What makes somebody stand out? What makes somebody an effective reciter of poetry?
You're right. I have seen many, many recitations. And when the contest first began, there were a lot of drama students participating, which, you know, stands to reason. It's
right.
Logical that they would. But many of them were not reciting poems, but in fact acting them out. So, you know, I'd see students on stage having sword fights while they recited Jabberwocky. And but I think, you know, the memorable recitations are really the ones that sort of give you the poem in a fresh and exciting way.
Yeah, let's hear an example of that. The winner from 2014, Anita Norman, read a poem by Stanley Kunitz, The Lairs. I knew this poem. I never would imagine it being read like this. And it really kind of opened it up for me. Can you tell us just a little bit about The Lairs for us, this poem by Stanley Kunitz, before we hear her read it?
Yeah, it's Stanley Kunitz lived to be 100. I think this poem dates from the 1970s.
Yeah, late 70s, yeah.
And it's a poem that really talks about the changes that the self goes through as we march through time, and things that we hold on to and things that we let go.
Okay, let's hear it. This poem was performed at the 2014 National Poetry Out Loud Competition by Anita Norman, the champ. She's from Tennessee by way of Little Rock, Arkansas. Here it is.
The Lairs. I have walked through many lives. Some of them my own, and I am not who I was, though some principle of being abides, from which I struggle not to stray. When I look behind, as I am compelled to look, before I can gather strength to proceed on my journey, I see the milestones dwindling toward the horizon and the slow fires trailing from the abandoned campsites over which scavenger angels wheel on heavy wings. Oh, I have made myself a tribe out of my true affections, and my tribe is scattered. How shall the heart be reconciled to its feast of losses? In a rising wind, the manic dust of my friends, those who fell along the way, bitterly stings my face. Yet, I turn, exulting somewhat with my will intact to go wherever I need to go. And every stone on the road precious to me. In my darkest night, when the moon was covered and I roamed through wreckage, a nimbus-clouded voice directed me. Live in the layers, not on the litter. Though I lack the art to decipher it, no doubt the next chapter in my book of transformations is already written. I am not done with my changes.
Wow.
So you can see why Anita Norman was the 2014 Poetry Out Loud National Champ. That was one of the poems she read on the night of the competition. Anita is now in her sophomore year at Yale, and she is actually on the phone with us. She's been listening in. Hi, Anita.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very good. So it must seem like a very long time ago that you were up there reciting that poem, but I wanted to ask you a few questions about the experience. First of all, you had a lot of poems to choose from. So why this poem by Stanley Kunitz? Why this one?
You know, even listening to it now, I think about lines like, you know, my tribe has scattered and I am not done with my changes. And thinking about coming to school and missing home, missing family, familiarity, acclimating myself to being new and away from everything that I've known, but also thinking about, you know, what's to come and being really excited about the idea that things will happen and I will change and I will mold and I will grow. And sure, some things are going to get left behind, but I can rejoice in the fact that I can move on and I can keep those memories and they will see me through.
So what did you think of this process of memorizing poems and then reciting them? What did it do for you personally?
You know, I say this all the time, but my parents and I would sing the songs. We would have conversations in poetic language around the dinner table. It was very bizarre, but by the time I was done practicing, you know, for the national competition, everyone in my house knew the words. But I guess the overall benefit that I found has been you get to internalize the words, and in your recitation, you embody those words. But beyond the recitation, you can recall what you felt like when you read it initially, and somehow speaking it out loud makes it more real, makes it more emotional.
Okay, pop quiz. It's been a couple of years since you recited this poem. Give us the first five. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to make it.
Oh, no. Please.
I'm not going to make it. So you're at Yale, which I hear is a really easy school to get into. So what are you studying? What are you going to major in?
You know, I'm undecided at the moment, but I'm considering psychology on the neuroscience track.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anita, and good luck with the remainder of your college career.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
That was Anita Norman, winner of the 2014 Poetry Out Loud competition. Steve, so now we're going to hear a poem recited by this year's winner, Aki Togan. He is not on the phone, but what can you tell us about Aki?
Aki has competed in Poetry Out Loud, I think, since his freshman year.
Oh, wow.
And he won the national championship in his senior year. So he's a veteran and hails from Virginia Beach. And I think next month, he's headed off to New York City to start college with a focus on drama and acting.
Well, you can see why. You'll hear why he might have that focus as you hear this poem. He chose a poem called I'm a Fool to Love You by Cornelius Eady. Now, it so happens that about, 8 years ago, we recorded Cornelius Eady himself reading this poem. And here's how he introduced it to us at the time.
This poem was about a conversation I had with my mother a few years before she died. I asked her one day to tell me the story of how she and my father had met. And she told me this story, which I wrote into a poem. Years later, after the poem was published, I asked her again. She told me a totally different story. But this is the story that I'm stuck with. So this is the poem.
Steve, anything to add to Cornelius Eady's intro before we hear his poem?
Let me just say that this is a pretty popular poem among Poetry Out Loud students, and perhaps in listening to the poem, we might hear why.
Okay, let's hear what Akit Toghan did with this poem about the relationship between Cornelius Eady's parents on stage at the Poetry Out Loud National Finals, which took place in early May of 2016 in Washington, D.C.
I'm a Fool to Love You by Cornelius Eady. Some folks will tell you the blues is a woman, some type of supernatural creature. My mother would tell you, if she could, about her life with my father, a strange and sometimes cruel gentleman. She would tell you about the choices a young black woman faces. Is falling in love with some man or deal with the devil in blue terms? The tongue we use when we don't want nuance to get in the way, when we need to talk straight. My mother chooses my father after choosing a man who was, as we sing it, of no account. This man made my father look good. That's how bad it was. He made my father seem like an island in the middle of a stormy sea. He made my father look like a rock. And is the blues the moment you realize you exist in a stacked deck? You look in a mirror at your young face, the face my sister carries, and you know it's the only leverage you've got. Does this create a hurt that whispers, how are you going to do? Is the blues the moment you shrug your shoulders and agree, a girl without money is nothing, dust to be pushed around by any old breeze? Compared to this, my father seems briefly to be a fire escape. This is the way the blues works its sorry wonders, makes trouble look like a feather bed, makes the wrong man's kisses a healing.
So that was Akit Toghan reciting I'm a Fool to Love You by Cornelius Eady. A very clear presentation of the poem. You really got it as he moved through the poem, what he was talking about. And that got Akit the 2016 Poetry Out Loud Championship. Steve, you said this is a popular poem among contenders. Why is that? What do you suppose?
I think it's about a subject that we can all relate to, the blues. You know, not necessarily marital blues, but feeling blue. And there's a wonderful music to the poem that is very appealing to students and adults alike.
And it's about parents, which, of course, people that...
It's about parents.
Yeah, which dominant figures in people of high school age.
Yeah, we all have them. And sometimes they're a little mysterious to us.
Yes. And the story of how your folks got together is always very fascinating, because that is the story of your genesis as well. And this is a kind of a difficult story that Cornelius Eady had to tell, why his father wasn't the greatest guy in the world.
Yeah. And I think in his intro to the poem, his mom sort of told a different story when he asked again.
As we all do. We all tell the same story in different ways. But
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So if there are teachers listening or students that want to get involved with Poetry Out Loud, what should they do?
They can go to the website, poetryoutloud.org. Every state has a Poetry Out Loud coordinator, and all of their contact information is on the website. And just get in touch with them and let them know you're interested in participating in the competition.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Curtis.
Steve Young is the program director at the Poetry Foundation. As always, let us know what you think of this podcast. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. Also, you can let your friends know what you thought of it on social media, and you can subscribe to it in the iTunes store. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.